From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A wildfire burning about 6 miles northwest of Higham Palm is being dealt with by aircraft and fire engines. Estimates are it's about 100 acres in size. And because of its proximity to Grapevine Creek, it's being referred to as the Grape Incident. No structures are being threatened. No word on a suspected cause as yet. It was first reported last night at about 7 p.m. Humboldt County Board of Supervisors providing more funding for road repairs and other public services with a redistribution of Measure Z funding. There have been more than $13 million worth of funding requests in the upcoming fiscal year, but just over $4 million in projects can actually be funded. Groups and agencies made their cases to the board during this week's session in chambers. Humboldt County announcing Merrick Rivas as public defender. He was appointed by the Board of Supervisors this week after serving as the interim public defender since March 12th. He takes over for Caleb Cockrum, who was appointed to a judgeship by Governor Brown. Rivas has been working as a deputy public defender at the Conflict Counsel Office since 2006. He has conducted over 50 jury trials to verdict. Arcata City Council and Planning Commission holding a study session on the city's local coastal program, including sea level rise response. The public meeting will be held April 30th, 6 to 9 in the council chamber. City of Arcata contracted with Jeff Anderson of Northern Hydrology Associates to provide background information on sea level rise science with focus on Humboldt Bay and the city of Arcata. The city also contracted with Alderon Laird of Trinity Associates to provide natural habitat mapping and complete a vulnerability and risk assessment of assets at risk from sea level rise within the city. Well, he's accused of murdering his sister, now a Hoopa man, will be sent to a state mental hospital for treatment after being deemed incompetent to stand trial. A psychiatrist issued that status report for Antoine Richard Aubrey IV, the judge in the case, ordering that Aubrey be referred to a state agency that recommends where he should be placed. A status review scheduled for May 15th, the 30-year-old Aubrey, arrested following the shooting death of his 33-year-old sister, Angel Aubrey, in February behind a Hoopa gas station. PG&E will be flying a helicopter Thursday in Garbersville between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. It's to replace a power pole. They're also patrolling the circuit there. The pole's located west of Highway 101, just north of Richardson Grove State Park. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.